Welcome to the Digital Glue Podcast. These digital untangling episodes are brought to you by Crystal Kordalchuk, CEO and founder of Virtually Untangled. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who need untangling from the day-to-day tasks in their business. These virtual world untanglers never underestimate the power of a good idea. And if that sounds like a lofty goal, well, it is. A decade ago, Virtually Untangled was founded with the goal of creating meaningful digital experiences that connect with people. Crystal and her team of honorary untanglers are now providing business owners just like you the opportunity to own your story and share it with the world. So, every Tuesday morning, she'll be dropping a new episode that will help you think big and dream even bigger. Let's dive into today's episode.
When we think of our businesses, these ventures we have put our hearts, souls, and money into, we set high expectations. We dream big, and sometimes that means we strive to be perfect. We want to do it all. We want to be it all. We want to know it all. And sometimes that can create a storm of needless strain and bury our goals and dreams under piles of directionless tasks and to-do lists longer than the eye can see. We get ourselves all, well, tangled. So what can we do when we know we have potential to grow, endless potential to love our work, but seem to be spinning our wheels? And we have a sneaking suspicion that we can use our time, resources, and energy way more effectively. Well, there's so much that we can do. My favorite professor, Brené Brown, says, "Want to be happy? Stop trying to be perfect." So let's put some seriously effective tools in our toolboxes and get untangled. Today, we're going to look at mindset, setting goals, managing your time more effectively, making worthwhile connections, jumping into opportunities when they come a-calling, keeping useful notes, refocusing the way you spend your time, self-care, making a plan, and year-end reviews. Our first goal is to look at our past year and review through different lenses. How do you feel about the year as a whole? What worked? What didn't? What goals and projects did you achieve, and what are you most proud of? When you take an honest look at the year gone by and you see the things that have room for improvement, you can then look at taking the greatest leap to make sure your mindset is in the right place and in the right frame of mind to pursue your dreams, get organized, be successful, and most importantly, be satisfied, fulfilled, and happy. Entrepreneurial hacks truly have a lot to do with mindset. You first need to believe in yourself and your business before you even consider taking any additional steps on the path to growth. It's all about our end game, which for every entrepreneur is about achieving massive results and crushing your goals. Being an entrepreneur is kind of like playing a game of chess. You must always think at least 3 steps ahead. You must think long-term and have a true vision for your end game. Think big and small in all directions. Do the work that needs to be done, but don't forget about the path you're working towards, all the while taking time to step back, look at the bigger picture, and provide direction to your overall vision. Then let all of that glorious success soak its way in. Best-selling author Guy Kawasaki says, "If you believe somehow you're set to a certain capability and level of accomplishment, then you'll never achieve anything more. However, if you believe you can get better and do other things, that growth mindset will enable you to accomplish more." And what is a great way to work on our mindset? Making wholesome connections. Business life isn't all about the technology in this insanely busy world we live in. It's about the people, which is something that is often underestimated. It's about the impact that we have and create, especially thanks to platforms such as LinkedIn. So instead of constantly analyzing the ever-changing algorithms and the big data that runs alongside it, put yourself in touch with the human part of it all. Make connections, real authentic connections, and turn those connections into the data that you're looking for. Now let's talk a second about goal setting. I'm sure you want to grow, expand on new ideas, and make a success breakthrough. Creating this kind of plan for yourself is only going to happen because you are going to make it happen. So here's what you need to do first. Be clear about your goals and what you'd like to achieve. take a stand for what you believe in and invest in yourself. Make a plan by setting real, measurable, and attainable goals. Decide on how you're going to set clear and organized actions. Think positive and condition yourself for success. Give yourself permission to make extraordinary things happen. Now you'll be able to move into a more defined level of planning and turn your bigger picture into a list of goals. What are your top 5 goals for the coming year? Write them down in order of their importance to you. What do you need to do in order to accomplish all of these new goals? Do you already have an idea of when you'd like to tackle these by? If so, how are you going to make a plan in order to achieve everything? Do you have any tools, programs, or even platforms that will help you succeed? Without a clear vision of your goals and an organized action plan, things can get quite overwhelming very quickly. So it's pretty darn important to also be reasonable and kind to yourself. Don't make yourself crazy and stressed by driving yourself into exhaustion and overwhelm with unrealistic timelines. So naturally, the next step is a big one, and my favorite part of the puzzle, the plan. In order to create the very best version of your business is to remind yourself that everything depends on where you want to take it and what actions you're going to take to get it there. Procrastination and negative self-talk are not welcome at this table any longer. This is where a giant of release of all your thoughts, wishes, dreams, goals, and visions can be plunked right into a notebook to keep your thoughts accessible and make some room in your head for the actual planning. I am completely addicted to colored sticky notes. I love the color, which makes things easily seen as they are right there in my face. This way, my mind has room to tackle each project one at a time without lingering thoughts of things I don't want to forget for later. Remember, it's not about working harder, it's about working smarter and focusing on the things that will really drive your business. So write it all down, prioritize your thoughts, and make lists of ways that you could possibly seek help elsewhere. Personally, I feel one of the most amazing things to come out of the recent pandemic we find ourselves still in is the explosion of the virtual industry, particularly the virtual assistant side of things. These amazingly talented and diverse entrepreneurs who are there to help you in whatever area you may need, with their main goal being to make your life better, easier by taking tasks off your hands that are simply holding you back from accomplishing what you really want to accomplish. Outsourcing tasks is a great way to open up your time, find ways to organize your focus, and move forwards towards those goals. Trust me, these talented individuals are a godsend. And there was a point in time where I wanted to run everything in Virtually Entangled on my own, but then a few smack talks came my way and I realized I needed to stop striving for perfection, to stop trying to do all and be all, and finally admit I'd be better off in the long run if I simply just asked for some help. So I did just that. And now I have some truly amazing honorary entanglers helping not only my business, but those of my tangled clients as well. And we are all better off because I got off my high horse and asked for help. Which then slides us into something more important than some may realize, organization. This will be a deciding factor in how well you can turn that list of goals and plans into actual measurable results. So by managing your time, identifying where your time should be spent, making good working habits to kill that ever-growing to-do list, and making that seemingly impossible work-life balance actually attainable reality. Okay, organization, you're probably wondering, where do I start? Well, the answer is simplistically simple. Lists. Lists are my jam. I'm a total nerd about them. Just ask my team and my clients. I've made it a habit to make a few different types of lists, both digitally and on paper, which typically consist of daily tasks, weekly to-dos, a monthly overview, and another for future creative bucket list type ideas that I know are genius, but admittedly do not have time for them right now. But I also don't want to forget about them. Here's a quick breakdown of how I like to work organization through lists. For the daily tasks, I write down the top 3, 4, 5, or even 10 things I need to get done on that specific day. I usually create this list the night before or first thing in the morning while my mind is fresh. If you create your list in the morning, I highly recommend that you do so before you check your email or check in on social media. Why? I believe it's extremely helpful to have control right from the get-go and not allow your to-do list to depend on technology and what others are telling you is important. If a client calls urgency, you just then have to assess and address said concerns as they arise. Then you can certainly adjust your list accordingly. Just remember, you are not their heir. Not everything is urgent, not everything is an emergency, and not everything needs to be completed in a rushed manner. Sometimes, if your client lets things fall off their plate, that doesn't mean it needs to land on yours in the same manner, in a repeated fashion. Once in a while, it's okay. But if you're noticing a pattern in this behavior, it's time for an untangling chat with them. Also, don't be afraid to put everything in your calendar. Yes, I really mean everything. Not only does it keep you organized and on task, but it also reduces stress because you will not be worried about forgetting anything important. You can even schedule yourself a couple 5 or 10 minute breaks that you need to take throughout the day to simply clear your mind, or for when you're transitioning to other projects and tasks. And then before I end my working day, I take at least 15 minutes to set my intentions for the next day, sometimes even the rest of the week. This contributes to a restful, stress-free evening and an organized vibe for when I'm ready to sit down at my desk and start a new day. So let's get back to that schedule and calendar, what my team and I like to call time blocking. The demands on our time are greater now than ever before, especially for those of us who own a business. With information coming at us in every possible direction and at a rate faster than we can digest it, responsibilities tend to get handed to us faster than the speed of light. So as we try to find as many ways as possible to get each daunting task into our day, there's a way to get more things you need to do actually accomplished and with less distraction. In short, you must simply schedule your stuff. Not just meetings and appointments, but all the stuff that matters to you, your business, and those of your clients and customers as well. And you can do that by scheduling time blocks into your day. This will help you stay organized, focused, and feel mighty accomplished. Those goals and actions will be just flying off your grand old plan in no time. So yes, you can actually manage your time and create more time. This involves reviewing all the projects and tasks you typically take on, then look at where you can save time or streamline certain processes. You can then reallocate that well-deserved saved time into areas that will empower you to be even more successful, like with professional development, working on creative strategies, new plans, onboarding new clients maybe, networking and growing your tribe, self-care, and even taking some time to sit with your virtual team and enjoy one another's company. Non-work related. Maybe even with a glass of wine. And perhaps these simple process adjustments will help you see that your time needs to be invested in other places in your business. Perhaps places you've never thought of before. A good example is that you may need to work more on your brand's vision, voice, and its story. As entrepreneurs, our brand is our lifeline. Wherever you are at in your career, keep in mind that in order for a business to excel, your brand should be designed and expressed with these three things in mind. What your actual offerings can and will accomplish. How your offerings can help others and make the world a better place. And number three, who it helps. Your brand is not just the face of you and your business. It's the story that your business tells. You know, the one that has that human touch and gives people the feels. So if you refocus your time and get organized, you'll be better prepared for when opportunity knocks. Be the one who always opens the door and welcomes opportunity in with open arms. It doesn't matter if you're in a rut and looking for an escape route, pondering on forging a new partnership, or perhaps looking for a second chance at something or with someone. It's all about breaking through the barriers. You know, that spark inside us that grew us into the entrepreneurs we are in the first place? At one point or another, we all grew from some door that was opened, perhaps even an unplanned meeting. And that's literally all it took to light the fuse that was already flickering. A simple, unplanned opportunity. Take advantage of all the situations that land on your path and be alive to all the possibilities. Be willing to take risks, step over the boundaries of fear, and try new things. Entrepreneurs who build real human touch companies not only benefit from these growth opportunities, but they create jobs as well. This brings me to my final thought. In the midst of all this year-end reflection, planning, strategizing, creativity, and carrying out organized actions, when do we rest? When do we get to rejuvenate? Everyone knows that no one is capable of pouring from an empty bucket into another empty bucket of operation. This is likely how one gets to the point of being and feeling all tangled up in the first place. So in come steps of self-care to save the day. Self-care has been getting plenty of attention lately, and I believe it's rightfully so. To me, self-care means checking in with your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. We all get busy, and it can be hard to slow down and really take care of ourselves. It really should be a daily priority, and we should never feel guilty about time blocking to take care of ourselves. So try making lists of 5 to 10 things that you can do to help yourself out on the days when you need it most, which in reality should be things you do for yourself every day anyways. Some good examples are taking a break from technology. You don't always need to be plugged in. Get up and move. Have a mini dance party. Do some push-ups. Go for a walk or run around the block. Do something physical to blow off that steam and chair butt. Science shows us that sitting for too long can be detrimental to our health, so planning a quick 20 minutes every day can do wonders for our mindset and health. It's time to recognize when your stress levels may be on the rise and take a breather. I personally like to watch a TV show for 30 minutes while making and eating my lunch. I call this tap out lunchtime. And when the weather is nice, I take a short few block walk. Do whatever it takes to get yourself to take a few deep breaths and chill out. I cannot stress the magic that happens when I snuggle with one of my precious pets for a simple 10 minutes midday or right after I shut down for the night. Sacrificing our well-being will not make our businesses more successful. In fact, a happy, healthy business owner is going to attract more people with that same positive vibe than anyone else who's just running themselves ragged. So what can we do to take these dreams and plans and put them into action? We here at Virtually Entangled take care of all those struggles behind running a business. If you're ready to admit you need some help, you can count on us. We can help you organize, build, manage, and maintain your business goals with ease, and finally clear up that ever-growing to-do list. My team and I want to make your big picture a reality and help you find a happy work-life balance. We want you to feel as though running a business is the best choice you have ever made by making these things simpler, easier, and way more organized for you. We want you to have that same feeling of enjoyment we have going into our virtual office every day. We're not pitchy, salesy type folks, but we just want you to know that we got you. If you ever need a helping hand doing the tasks you need in order to stop feeling like you're drowning and actually get ahead, to help reclaim that dream, to help you make an impact on the world, and so that you remember why you bet on yourself and started your business in the first place. So feel free to reach out, even if just for a mind-bending, untangling chat, if you find yourself saying yes, yes, yes to all of the above.
And that's a wrap. Virtually Untangled is a full-service business, which means they've got you covered on design and content right through to digital and organization. You'll form a long-lasting relationship with them, as collaboration is central to everything they do. Now it's time to seize the moment and become inbox friends. It's easy to do. Just hop on over to virtuallyuntangled.com or their Facebook page to opt in and receive instant access to the most inspirational ride of your life. So what are you waiting for? Become inbox friends with VU. Until the next episode, keep untangling.